Hey, what's up? Today I want to go over a case study for a brand that's a competitor of Canva that's doing 1 million impressions a month. So here they are, actually 2 million as you can see here. And I chose this case study for today because it's interesting to see a product that's essentially the same as Canva. And if you don't know, Canva is essentially this platform where you can build out social media profiles and thumbnails and graphics, essentially. And it's interesting to see that a platform that is essentially the same thing, with some nuances, he's doing and has the ability to gather market share of 2%, because they get around 2 million organic traffic a month, and Canva, if I'm not mistaken, gets 100 million. Yeah, so they're essentially getting 2% off of Canva's market share. So, and the reason why I wanted to do this is to show you that even though you can have the same product as someone else, there is enough market share for everyone to eat, right? You have billion-dollar companies or $100 million companies all competing in the same market, multiple ones. So there is still space for other companies doing the same thing. And I want to go over their SEO strategy, which is kind of similar to Canva's strategy, but has some nuances. So let me get straight into it. First of all, I want to go over their. I have a lot of things here I want to cover, but I want to go over their SimilarWeb board right here. So, excuse me. The platform is called Vizmeo.co. I'll go over their landing page in just a second, but essentially it is create anything, make it beautiful. Essentially, it is a design board where you can design things like Canva, right? You have the templates, right, for free. You can drag and drop, add text, all that. Essentially, the same product as Canva with some nuances. Now, here on Vizmeo, or here in SimilarWeb, sorry, we see, and I find this quite interesting, that the traffic from social mainly comes from YouTube and Facebook, and if we compare it to Canva, it's the same, mainly comes from YouTube and Facebook, which is quite interesting. But we can view that here. If we go to YouTube, we can see that, let's do Canva first. They do a lot of content, like educational content, to get people to use their tool, which makes sense, right? A ton of educational content, how to do whatever, like share your Canva designs, create class folders. So niche-specific things you can do in Canva. Just like they have the templates pages, and I'm not sure if you know this, but on Canva, they rank for a ton of these Create X page. So free business card maker, free logo design maker, free gift card maker, free coupon maker, a bunch of them. Like their main SEO strategy is this, and I'll go over that in just a second. But they're doing the same and applying the same onto YouTube, right? Which is quite interesting. So a video form of these landing pages. And Vizmeo is essentially doing the same, right? So again, I wanna make it clear that these two companies are essentially the same, but these guys have managed to capture 2% of their market share and their traffic, more or less. And Canva is a $40 billion company. Now, I'm not saying that just because Vizmeo has 2% of their monthly traffic that they're worth 2% of 40 billion, but there can be a relation, right? So quite interesting to look at this. Now, after all that, let's go over to their site right here. So again, they've been around for a long time now, had quite a dip here, but overall the growth has been tremendous, ranking for 600,000 keywords and 2 million organic traffic. Now, if we look here at the top pages, which is gonna be where this becomes interesting, and scroll down, I even have here some of them open, but we'll go over in just a second. They have all these. First of all, they're not just targeting the English market, they're targeting the Spanish market, Spanish-speaking market. So Mexico, Spain, Latin America, essentially, right? I'm sure they're targeting Portuguese-speaking countries as well, a bunch of different languages. So yeah, PT and Brazilian. So convite means invites in Portuguese. So it is crazy what they're doing. They're essentially doing the same strategy for all languages, which is makes it so they have an immense amount of pages, but let's just focus on the English language for now. So what they do essentially, and I've talked about this before, is they have these free keyword maker for whatever. I think this changes dynamically, right? And they have these individual landing pages dedicated solely for make X, make business cards, make infographics, make whatever templates, right? And they have these long form detailed landing pages solely for this single specific use case, right? And they have a ton of them, right? If we go here to top pages, we can just go for add keyword filters, keyword, let's do contains, make, let's do apply, show results. And okay, so yeah, essentially it's this, right? Poster maker, video maker, banner maker, wallpaper maker, graphic maker. And again, if we click each one of these, it's going to be a landing page dedicated to solely this, right? And one thing that I don't see them doing, but that Canva is doing, is that on these pages, for example, Canva right here, if we go to this one, business cards, so that's the main category page, free business card maker, again, just a long form page like the one from Vizmeo. However, they go even a step further and add a keyword behind it, right? So they have the business card maker, but now they add a niche down keyword behind it. So landscaping, business card, real estate, photography. So they have all of these little templates. I think if you could click see temples, yeah, you go to an inner page even inside that one with real estate, right? And then these ones are, I think they're user generated, so we won't be focusing too much on them. So they go even a step further, which from what I gather, Vizmeo isn't doing. I mean, I'm sure they are, I mean, I'm just not finding it here. So this is a page, this is a templates page. Let me see here. Yeah, not exactly, not necessarily the same, right? Maybe I'm missing it though. No, I'm not. Yeah, it's not here. So they're not doing, at least they're not leveraging their templates for this category for graphs here. They have some here, but it's not, maybe it kind of is. So let me just do flyer maker. I'm sure they are because they're this big, and I'm sure if they're using the same strategy as Canva. Yeah, okay, so yeah, they're kind of doing the same thing. So essentially, it's the same strategy, right? Long-form content page dedicated solely to a free online keyword maker, right? And then this is, I guess, for giving it some extra relevance, you are making it look a bit better. So yeah, all of these, how many pages are these? So it's four pages of 100, so it's essentially 400 pages of create something maker. Some of these are in Portuguese, some of these are in French, as you can see here. So, and the market for these other languages, so Portuguese, French, whatever, in Europe, Google is much easier to rank. It's much easier to rank on that side of Google because there's much less competition, right? And you're of course targeting the local language. So interesting to see this, right? By the way, I do want to mention that all the data I'm using with Ahrefs, you can get for free here on Veta. Just go to veta.com and click on campaigns, and you can add URLs and see all that. Backlinks, competitors, top pages. As you can see here, infographics, presentation slides, graph maker. You have all of this here for free because Ahrefs is quite expensive. I do want to point out that we don't have enough resources to gather as much data as Ahrefs, right? For now, at least. And this is free. But in the future, once we develop this a bit more, we'll be able to get in proper data here. You can also connect to Google Search Console, of course, and check the data. That's if you're doing SEO for clients or whatever, you can check all that directly from Google here. Now, moving on, I do want to take a look here at their site again. But essentially, the strategy boils down to this. I wanted to make a short video to mostly because I find it interesting how the same exact products can compete in the same market with the exact same strategy. And one of them, Vizm, is getting 2 million organic sessions a month. I know Canva is getting 100 million, but they're a $40 billion company. These guys are competing in the same market, and there's a share for everyone, right? Which is quite interesting, to be honest. I am not sure. I do want to look at who targets the more international market. So let's see here. Canva, 1.4 million from the US. Okay, so looks like Vizm is targeting, so US, Brazil, India, Indonesia, India, US, Mexico. Okay, so what is Mexico here? down here. It's essentially the same, essentially targeting the same countries. I don't see that one is more geared towards Europe or not. Yeah, it's more or less the same in that regard. So if we can continue on here and just go to the top pages again, because we do want to take a look here at the case studies and the templates, because these are different from the create. So that these ones are the forward slash make, right? I think so. They should be. Yeah, exactly. But then you have the templates, right? Presentations, for example, right? And here they're targeting, if we go here to our top pages again and go for remove this one, add one, let's do template and click apply and then show results. Okay, so here they're ranking instead of for the intent of the search making, so infographic maker, so the user wants to make an infographic on the site it finds, they're looking for templates. So maybe they don't want to create the infographic online. Maybe they have their, they're using, I don't know, Microsoft PowerPoint or whatever it is. So they just want to look for templates. So they're targeting both people who want to make the things right, with the maker keywords, and now with the templates, people they want to just look for templates, which is quite interesting. So, because I'm curious, comment down below if you had a site like this, would you have thought that there would be two different unique kinds of customers or potential customers, the ones that want to make stuff and the ones that just want to look up templates to make stuff either on your platform or on their own. It's quite interesting. So, of course, all these are the templates page, and I mean, they have a bunch of templates properly optimized, of course, headings. Oh, two H1s. That's interesting. I'm not sure if that's a bug from my extension or not. By the way, this is a free extension you can get for free on Google Chrome. It's called Vetted SEO Helper. Almost 200 installs, which is pretty cool. But I see here that they have two H1s, which for a company this big, it's quite interesting. Why do they have two H1s? Infographic templates and free infographic templates. Huh. Let me just double check if this is not a bug with the extension. Yeah, it's not. Huh, interesting. So I guess we found an error in their technical SEO. Interesting. Well, wasn't expecting this. But yeah, I'm just kind of rambling on. The strategy is, it's interesting that it is a simple to understand strategy, but it is complex behind the scenes. But it's quite interesting to see that it's essentially the same strategy from Canva and Visma. So pretty cool. By the way, before I log off, I wanted to mention this new solution we just released, the managed SEO solution. So previously on Vetted, you could hire people or Vetted SEO experts for their time via consulting calls and for their skills via these productized services, but there wasn't an ability to hire them on a monthly recurring basis, right? So we developed this new platform where you essentially can, if you're approved, right, because we pre-vet the clients as well, can get on here and browse essentially professionals, click their profile, view their monthly rate, study some more of their case studies, watch their presentation video, and of course, book a call directly to their calendar, right? So this is something that doesn't exist, and we are just testing it out. So if you need any managed SEO solutions, so someone that takes your site from A to Z on a monthly recurring basis, so a full stack SEO on page, off page, technical, this is a platform for you. I'll leave a link in the description, but it is vetted.com/IBP, or if you just go to vetted.com, it is this link right here. If you click Manage SEO, you can access it. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for watching. I know a lot of people like these case studies, so I'll keep on doing them. Yeah, thank you so much for watching. Like, subscribe, and I'll see you very, very soon. Cheers.